it's been a good good three matches for us, and we've used a lot of the young lads that's on the fringes, and a lot of the lads that's in the under 20. So that's been positive, and the lads have gone about their business in a really, really good manner. They've been training hard, and as I say, there's a whole team that's to come back into the setup yet. So yeah, it makes as I say, the future of Donegal, and looking at those young players, it's the future is pretty bright, and we've got to keep working hard with these young lads, because you cannot keep your eye off the ball, because teams will go past you if you do. But no, these guys have a good attitude, good work ethic, and that's all you can ask for.
Set about your task well, got 4 points and maybe sat back a little then for a while.
I think maybe just ending off early on too, and we were 4-1, we were playing really well, really using the length and the width of the pitch, and then all of a sudden we started to make a couple of basic individual errors, and all of a sudden Cavan got a couple of scores, but we finished the half out well again. We got three scores, and we end up 3-3 ahead at half time or four, and the second half we started. So there's plenty of positives, plenty to work on, Tom. We know that, and it's our early days. It's January, and we're in the second week in January, but as I say, it's another exciting match to look forward to now against Armagh, and that'll be a really tough battle.
Big game from Michael Langan tonight, 9 points. Five from play, four from freeze. Some great long range points. Niall O'Donnell as well.
Yeah, look, some very, very good scores. And Michael Langan's he's a very good young player, and he's had a very good season last year. And we're hoping that he moves on from that now this year. And yeah, he kicked on, very good scores there this evening. As did Niall O'Donnell, and Jamie Brennan got his goal and a couple of points. So, yeah, no, listen, hey, all fairly positive. And as I say, the younger lads then are getting game time, which is it's also good to see Ryan McHugh back there this evening, too.
Yeah, Ryan came back and got a trademark point after picking up a knock.
He did, yeah. Anytime you see Ryan go down, you start to get concerned, but no, he's tough and he's coming back in, and that game will have done him the world of good, and hopefully we'll get more game time into him on Sunday.
Got Paul Brennan back as well tonight for a first start. You've brought John Campbell on. You got to use quite a lot of subs. Oisín Gallan came on tonight, scored 2 points.
Yeah, young Oisín's only 18 years of age, and kicked two scores in his own patch here, and very good. And John Campbell came on, and Pather Morgan and Paddy Dolan, and it's all these young lads now, the future's bright, and we work with these lads, and it'd be great when you get the more experienced players like Paddy and Michael and Frank and Leo and all these boys back in. So yeah, listen, no, say looking forward to the match ahead now the weekend, and we just take it one game at a time.
I would say Armagh now on Sunday in Healy Park, a repeat of last year's semi-final.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so listen, we look forward to that. Last year, I don't think Armagh took it too seriously, but they're taking a competition serious this year, and they have a lot of work done. I think they started maybe back in October, and they've been working extremely hard. So yeah, we're expecting a really, really tough match and a real test on should be a good match.